Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
Paul the Apostle is going to wrap up the book of Philippians today, the letter that he wrote to this church in Philippi, the letter of joy, and he wrote it from prison. And we're going to read the last few verses where Paul says, beginning in verse 20, he says, "Now under God our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Say hello for me to all the Christians there. The brothers with me send their greetings too. And all the other Christians here want to be remembered to you, especially those who work in Caesar's palace. The blessings of our Lord Jesus Christ be upon your spirits." We said the last time we were together that we are far more likely to find contentment when we realize our lack of contentment more than if our circumstances of life is providing comforts. This is why Jesus said that it's hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Why? Well, because a rich man, you see, can mistakenly, circumstantially see contentment as gospel contentment. He can make that mistake, and it's a superficial temporal contentment that he really has, and he doesn't realize that that's not the deep and permanent eternal contentment that God wants us to have. Therefore, a guy who's well-absorbed in worldly effects, he can't always see that real contentment because he doesn't sense his lack of real contentment. Do you follow all of that? It's his circumstances that make him worldly content. So, gang, listen, do you understand why it is so deadly what the health and wealth preachers are saying? They're always quick to say, look, God wants you to be affluent. God wants you to have stuff. Yet very often, it is precisely that stuff and the influence that it brings that blinds us, well, to the real thing. So God in his kindness will frankly often take away that stuff. And yes, sometimes put us in hard life circumstances and situations so that we realize, you know, Lord, I really don't have gospel contentment, and boy, do I want it. So do you see what a blessing of God it is to do that to us? To sometimes pull the chair out from under us, to take our legs out from under us, so what? So that for the first time in our lives, we'll realize that we don't have the real thing, and we'll want it, and so we'll accept no substitute. The secret of contentment is God's providence apprehended by your soul. It's the doctrine of providence, gang. It's the God of providence embraced by your soul so that you believe it. Gospel contentment rests on a deep, personal, doctrinal, experiential embrace of God's providence. And notice again what Paul did not say. He's not saying that you can do anything. He's not coming to some middle-aged pudgy guy and say, hey, you know what? You can win the 100-meter sprint this summer at the Olympics. Because if that's you, you can't. He is saying anything that I ask you to do, any place where I put you, you can be content, you can thrive, because I'm the one who strengthens you. So let me tell you a great spiritual truth, okay? God will never call you to do something that you can do. Did you hear that? He will only call you to do what you can't do without him. And Paul's saying here, I've learned that. I can do nothing in and unto myself, but I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And there is the secret of contentment. So the fact is, it will probably take you years to work through the truth of this and get it deep down into your bones so that it's your default setting. But it doesn't change anything. It's still the secret of contentment. The battle is, of course, is going to be getting it into your heart so that it dominates all of your circumstances, however big, however real, however heartbreaking they might be. The secret of contentment is a deep, personal, doctrinal, experiential embrace of God's providence. Look, contentment expresses itself in constant gratitude to God. God glorifying gratefulness flows from the heart of the one who is content. Show me a content person in gospel contentment, I'll show you a person who's grateful to God. Put them in the worst circumstances of life, they'll still praise God. Why? Because He has supplied all their needs, and they know it. And they know that nobody else in the world can take away what He has supplied. The world can take everything else away, but they cannot take away what He supplied. And so, they're grateful. Are you?
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Pastor Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, visit believerstogether.com.